Guys, I just want to say, I'm really him, for those of you who don't know, I'm him, man. I'm really him. We're back. The last two episodes have been longer than 2 hours, so I haven't been able to post them on YouTube. That's where most of my views come from. I believe the last podcast I dropped on YouTube, it got like 3 views, so you really gotta put them on all platforms. They add up, you know, because if you get three downloads on 7 different things, that's 21 views right there, you know. Oh, man, so this episode's not even gonna crack an hour. We'll probably shorten it down to maybe 50 minutes or so. I already brushed my teeth. I already took a piss, so there's not gonna be any human noises. Dude, I had a dream. Somebody stole my fucking car, and it was like in the most lame way ever. Oh, fuck my back. Maybe I should do some stretching. Oh, it's pretty cold this morning. It's pretty cold. It's gonna start heating up like later, but as of right now, it's cold. I need a big swig of water. That's what I need. It's gonna be a little bit cold. Oh, that's what we're gonna do. I'm him. We gotta put these hymns on. I think I'm about halfway through the first bottle. And I think I'm noticing a little bit of something, but I don't know if that's placebo. Also, there's a big fat fucking pimple on the side of my forehead, and I think that could possibly be from just the hymns leaking onto my forehead every now and then. But let's do one. There's one right there. That's one squeeze. Let's do two right there in the corner. Let's do one right here. This is very important to get some hymns in there. Yeah. That's 3. And then one more on the crown. Middle area. Even though I don't really need it there. The areas that are suffering are the Vegeta corners. And be careful what you wish for. Everybody wanted to look like Vegeta when they were young. And we just didn't know that. Vegeta was just balding. He just had a shitty hairline. And I don't even think I'm at the Vegeta yet. It's not even an M. This is like an M that's missing curves or something like that. Is it in it? Let me see. Let me really pull it back to see. It's a lowercase M. It's a lowercase M it's the M that you use in, it's like the M that you use in math, and that's not even an M, I believe that's an N for pi. I've got the pi going on, if you really look at it, but I think you could fool some people into thinking that this is a straight line here, and, it's really looking him today. It's looking good. Let's cut this out. Still gonna probably put a hat on. I got a haircut a couple of days ago, and the guy who does my hair is also balding. And he dyes his hair. He dyes his hair blonde, and I guess it really helps. It looks nice for him, and it made me wonder, like, man, I wanna dye my hair. Just one time before I lose it all. I've never dyed my hair before. I've never been that bold. And he's like, you should do it, man. But I don't know. I'm scared of damaging my hair. Just walk past the fucking, what is that called? The air filter, the air cleaner. And it just turned red. One time I farted in my air filter and the thing turned black. Hey, buddy. Good morning. Good morning, my friend. Good morning, my good friend, Benny. How are you doing? I know. It's not time yet, though. It's like 30 more minutes. So we're up. We're going to get caffeinated here. It's a very important part of the day. Let's get caffeinated. I'll get a pen here. So I have a joke, kind of, that I'm somewhat working on. I don't think that any of these jokes I've done on stage, but it has something to do with my line of work, and I think I'm gonna reveal that. Everybody wants to know where I work, especially Jared. He just won't get off my case on the subject of where I work. The other day, just in all caps, he was just like, "Where do you work?" And I just found that so hilarious. Let's see, we're gonna put this microphone. This is kind of hidden. I don't know if the sound quality is going to get affected, so put you guys a little bit higher. Higher up, and I think that works right here. Let's see. Yeah, that works. Let's make some coffee. Let's get another swig of water. Oh, man. Guys, I'm really him. Just want to let everybody know I'm him. I'm him. Oh, I didn't weigh myself. I weighed myself right before I went to bed. Nothing on but my chonies. And I was 137. So that's where I'm floating around at. And I'm pretty sure this morning I took a piss. So maybe I was like 135 or something. What's over here? Jesus Christ, it's so cold. 62 degrees in this house. That's on the brink of snow right there. That's fucking freezing, huh? Hey, Week. Hey, Benny. Yes, yes, yes. My good friend. My good friend. How are you? How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Whew. So cold. I never meant to be so cold. I never meant to be so cold to you. Maybe you are the antidote that gets me high. Something strong like a drug that gets me high. Now what I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way I am. I never meant to be so cold. I never meant to be so cold to you. Dude, I gotta message the door guy. I had a door guy come over, and I wanna ask him how much for the barn style door and a regular door. So let me ask him here. Let's go, let's not. Oh my God, something happened to where I had to start the recording all over again. My fucking phone hit me with the Siri. And I didn't want to. So now I have to go out back and edit this. This is ridiculous, man. We just wasted 8 minutes and 30 seconds of this fucking podcast, dude. Let's hit this door guy up. So how much estimate for the regular door and barn style rolling door to be installed? Going to try and going to try and have them by this weekend. All right. I'm pretty pissed that I can't combine those two. Now I have to do some editing. The last two podcasts, I'm getting spoiled with it. I didn't have to edit the last two podcasts because they were all just one continuous shot. And now I have to go in and fucking put the things together, all because I made a freaking simple mistake, a simple error. That kind of irritated me. Well, that's all right. Maybe there's a way that you can edit it or something. I don't know. Cause now you can't see me. You are the antidote that gets me by. Something strong like a drug that gets me high. What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way I am. Dude, you know what's big news for me? My Switch Ollies have been getting higher. My Switch Ollies have been getting some air. I don't know if I'm ready to take them off a curb yet or not, but they're getting there, man. They're getting there. All right, we got the coffee. Now we just got to get the creamer. Just a little six-ouncer to get the day going. How about that fucking UFC 300, dude? I know everybody at work's gonna be talking about it. Ooh! I'm really him, guys! I'm really him! My girl's sleeping. I told her I was gonna do the podcast right when I woke up, and she's like, ah, that means I get to wake up with you and bother you. Psych! She's asleep. She's at least laying in bed looking for the strength. Dude, I had some weird dreams, man. I had a dream somebody stole my car. I guess I should go check on that and see if my car is still there. It was weird. It was like the way how somebody stole my car was, is that rat shit? Oh, dude, something happened to me last night. I was chilling in my garage. And I was watching something on my phone, and I felt something like crawling towards me. Oh, that's not rat shit, that's fucking burnt shit. And I was like, what the hell? And I look up, and what's crawling towards me is a roly-poly-oly. It's a roly-poly, dude. And, you know, you never really find roly-polies in your house, so it kind of made sense that it was in the garage. And I put my hand down to flick it because I wanted to flick it out of my way. And the moment I did that, like I didn't flick it, I just put my fingers up to it as if I was about to. The roly-poly just stopped walking. And like as if it was going to brace for impact. And I hella hesitated. I was like, you know, I remember playing with these things as a kid. They've never like scared me. They've never been a threat. And so I put my hand away, and then immediately the roly-poly turns around and just keeps going. And it goes towards my garage, and it left my house. It was really weird, really interesting. It's like the roly-poly knew, and I showed it mercy. I showed it forgiveness. Felt good. I wonder if he was, like, looking for my cat or something. This coffee tastes interesting. Maybe it's because I brushed my teeth. Usually I drink the coffee and then brush my teeth. Kind of interesting taste here. So we're going to drink that. Probably get some Eggos in. Do we have orange juice? Yes, we do. We have one more of those shakes. I'm going to go check out my car. Yeah, I had a dream. I went out and I saw like somebody chilling in my car. And they were, I guess I left the windows rolled down. And that's how they got access to getting in my car, which is still not okay, I guess. But in my dream, I was all right with it. I was like, oh, they're not hurting nobody. They looked like a homeless person. Oh, hold on. I got to spit. And so, yeah, I don't know. And I let it go. Then I got back out. And the car was fucking gone, dude. The car was fucking gone, man. And so, I don't know. And even in the dream, I was like, oh, maybe it'll come back. And it was a weird dream when I really think about it. And I had a dream a bunch of people came over to my house for like a party. And it was weird. There was a lot going on. I don't think there's anything too interesting, though, for me to share on the podcast or whatever. I started writing in my journal again. Our journal that I've been writing in since 2012. I had to do it for college. And I just never filled up all of the notes in the book. And so, I think I'm like maybe a little bit more than halfway through with the book. And then I would use it for like other classes in college as the years went on. And then I would write, I wrote some jokes in it, but then I got a new joke book, which is where it's all just solely about jokes. But this one is kind of more, just random thoughts. Always try to put a little bit of humor in there, but there are some things. Reading it as the creator, I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about here. What time is it? Ugh. And so, it's been over a year since I last wrote in it, but I wrote in it maybe like a week ago, just to add something in. And I think they were just like ideas, not necessarily like jokes. But I'll open that up for you guys once I check on my car here. Let me see. Oh man, it smells like charcoal in this garage because we've been burning shit. All right, good news, my car is still here. Thinking about switching the jackets, that's how cold I feel. Or should I just wear a beanie? I don't know. You are the antidote that gets me high. Something strong like a drug that gets me high. What I really meant to say is that I'm sorry for the way I am. Let's see if there's a beanie I can wear. It's fucking cold. Ooh, it's warm in here, though. What you been doing, farting in here? Fucking smells. It doesn't smell, but it's warm. Oh, yeah. Let's see if there's a beanie that I can wear here, huh? Got one of these Vans beanies. It's a lot of beanies. Oh, it's a Raider beanie. Right there. I think I'll wear this one. Let's see. Yeah, that feels good. So, never really wanted you to see the different side of me that I knew. Benny, your food will be out shortly. I'm not starving my animal. Please don't call PETA. I fed him some steak yesterday. He likes it. Sometimes I'll feed him like chicken or something, and he doesn't really like chicken. He's more of a salmon guy. But the steak that I made yesterday, he really seemed to like that. Oh, man, I'm pissed that the fucking thing got cut off, and now I gotta edit this. And now it doesn't feel worth it editing it because I just feel like I've been saying a bunch of nothing here. Just a bunch of like, oh, I had a dream. Well, there was a guy who had a dream and he's famous for that, so. Whatever. So let's see here. I have my notebook. And let's look at the last entry here, which was from 4/11. What about a deck that just says destroy me or destroy? Oh, okay. I just hit Google and destroy me is not taken. The brand would definitely be Suicide Logs. Oh, yeah. This is me thinking about making a skateboard deck company. And, you know, I'm all right with losing money with this if nobody purchases a skateboard deck from me because... at least I'll have a bunch of decks that'll just be sitting here that I can use. So there's that. And yeah. Standing sideways and moving forward tactics. Let's use these as a... I guess I'll write a dream down here, huh? Let's write down the dream. What is the date today? Today is, I believe, the 15th. We're halfway through the month, guys. Halfway through the month. Wow, I'm podcasting and journaling? Who do I think I am? This is way too much. This is way too much. Ugh. I'm podcasting. And I'm journaling. So let's write this one down. It's 4/15/24. I had a dream. Someone stole my car. All right, that's it. We'll keep this here just in case an idea pops up and maybe we'll write it down. Been writing in pencil lately. That's a throwback. I used to love pencil when I was a kid because I make mistakes. And I notice I don't make much mistakes when I'm writing on pencil because I have the confidence that I won't make that I can erase the mistake. And I notice when I write in pen, I feel like the pressure is on more that I'm gonna make a mistake and it's just gonna be so obvious when I scratch it out as opposed to erasing the mistake. And I think for the most part, I trained myself to be light-handed when it came to writing. And so I make way more mistakes on pen as I do on pencil. And I just think it's a mental thing. Let's write that down. I feel like I make more. And I got something to say on that note too once I finish writing this down. Mistakes writing in pen rather than pencil because the pressure of having to not make a mistake on pen gets to me mentally. So I do this thing where, and I've noticed it since I was 18 years old. And I don't think I'm like special and I'm like the only person on the planet who does this. I'm sure there's tons of people who do this, but I've yet to really meet somebody who has the same issue as me. But what it would do is if I had like lyrics that I was writing down. This always happens,
this mainly happens when I'm writing lyrics down. Like for a song or something like that. It's always the same kind of combination of flubber that I come up with. It's like my brain thinks too fast and my writing can't keep up with it. And so I'll like miss words as I'm writing. I guess it's been a while since it's happened to me because I haven't been writing much songs, but this is something that has been from the very beginning up until now. I know I don't write like too much songs, but it's what I notice. It's like I get too excited and I can't, my handwriting or even typing, I believe. Yeah, even typing can't keep up. So for example, like I didn't come up with this lyric. I don't want to be plagiarized, but a lyric just off the top of my head, like, "Ho, suck my dick because I look like Darth Vader." Like if I wanted to, maybe it's because of like the rhythm or something that I've kept in mind. You can't really write rhythm down. You can only write the words down. So like, "Ho, suck my dick because I look like Darth Vader." And if I were to write that down, sometimes instead of writing, "Ho, suck my dick because I look like Darth Vader," I'll miss some words. So I'll write it out as like, "Ho, suck my dick because look like Darth Vader," or something, or "Ho, suck my dick because look like Darth, because I look like," I forget the "I look like," or "Ho, suck my dick because Darth Vader," I'll write it down wrong. It's not the best example, but it's not the worst either, so hopefully you put that together. This book is hecka old, but I really appreciate it. "I'm sick my dick because I look like Darth Vader." Oh, man. Got a Gucci wallet in here. My girl found a Gucci wallet. Yeah, I got a sticker with a pizza and like a eyeball on it. That looks really cool. I might want to put it here or something. Or right here. Where do I want to put this? I'll put this one on my skateboard. And maybe I'll bring this one to work. I'm just scared. Every time I bring something to work, I end up losing it. So I don't know. See, that was a fart. I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was indeed a fart. Oh, that smelled like shit. Makes me not want to eat anything because it's just going to get worse. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm just going to have coffee. I'm now on a fast. So I do got to take a shit. Well, you guys are in for a treat. I'm not going to eat anything, so that'll help you guys out a little bit. "It's on my dick because I look like Darth Vader." Yeah, Benny. Yeah, boy. "Were you honest when you said I could never leave your bed? I've been answering machines all night. Now the doctor's dancing in while the ambulance is sent." What's the name of that band? Pierce without Pierce the Veal? Pierce, yeah. It's a good song. There was something. Oh, yeah. I was going to grab my laptop and share something with y'all. Hi, sweet. Morning, stinker butt. Morning, stink. Got anything you want to say to the podcast? No? Oh, shit. How you feeling? Still sick, ums? You're not sneezing, so there's that. All right, I'm gonna be out. I'm not eating nothing. Just coffee right now. Saving it for some French toast. My girl went to the farmer's market. She got some organic eggs. These eggs are fucking green and shit. They look like Easter eggs. So, how long have we? So it's been 8.5 minutes until we're rudely interrupted by my ignorance, and so we're at like the 29-30 minute mark. I want to share something with you guys who've made it this far into the podcast of my ramblings here. I want to say the day just started. I've only been awake for about 30-40 minutes. I've not been thinking about killing myself. So that's a good thing. I'm interested in life here. I'm really happy with life. Let's see. Garage Band. I have a song here, and this is the only episode. This is the only song where I've used auto-tune. So I want you guys to hear this. It's the only song where I've used auto-tune, and I don't know how long the song is. I think it's like a minute, but nowadays songs are a minute long. So that there's that. Hold on. That's not it. Where the hell are my songs? Open an existing project. Okay, there's project one, there's project two. Is it this one? Or did I just open that? Let me see. Oh shit, that's Lonely Fans. Okay, we got that. Open an existing project. What's this one? I think this is the one that I just opened. Where is it? Hold on, guys. I'm having trouble finding Okay, so this one's waiting, but I don't think... Oh, this might be it? This is it. I don't know why it's called waiting. Let's see how long this is. There's only one thing in it. I think it's 39 seconds. Yeah. There we go. I think that's like 30 seconds or something. I don't know if I want to finish that or just post it, because I don't see myself finishing that. Where is the timestamp? How many? Well, let's just time it right here. So we're starting at 25. One more time, encore for you guys. 25 minutes. I kind of like this beat though, so maybe I'll finish it. I don't know. This is me just playing around. Never. I've been getting money my way. 125 speeding on the highway. Face done. Let me fuck it while I light this blunt. Let's get drunk. Put it in my cup. Girl, shake that ass. Get me out of my funk. They're so dumb. Blowing out a bag. My way. 125 speed on the highway. Yeah, it's about a minute. I might just put that up. Fuck it. And then I'll just call it first time using auto-tune. That was like my first time ever really trying auto-tune. We're gonna change the name of this song. Actually. Edit? How do I edit? is there an export? Share, export song to disc. We might work on this a little bit more. We might save as wasted. I'm waiting for you to fall in love with me again. What happened to that song? I had this song called Waiting, but I don't know what happened to it. Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. Look, I have the lyrics right here. Do I have the lyrics here? Waiting. Yeah, here it is. October 31st, 2021. But I think I even wrote I worked on it a long time ago. Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. And even if it's right, I can't see you with anyone else. Anyone else. Okay, I'm waiting. I'm taking my time. I'm doing me. But you're still on my mind. I wish the world was ending now so I could leave you to be. You're the only one in here who has belief in me. And I'll fall right down until you get me back on my feet. And I'll be everything that you wanted me to be. You say you want your space, but I don't know what you mean. And you're screaming at my face, but I'll be keeping it clean. And I think I see demons around me. And I can't wait till your love blinds me. Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. And then it goes again and it says, every time I get high, my whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? These are good lyrics, dude. This shit needs to be saved somewhere. Where is wait? I got waiting rough draft, so let's see. Holy shit, this is a lot of stuff here. I don't even remember what the, oh no. I think happened. I got frustrated because I was not getting it right. The lyrics were good, but it just was not working. If you want to mean it. Waiting Garage Band. But I can't wait till, here we go, Waiting Rough Draft on Audacity. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh, so this is the beat, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Never released. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. Look at that. That's me. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. Kind of like it. And I think I see demons around me, and I can't wait till your love blinds me. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. And even if it's hard, I can't see you with anyone else. Anyone else. Get high. I can't. I know one day I'm gonna die, so it makes me better than the next guy. loving me again. And then there's something here, but I don't know what this is. Let's see.
Every time I get high, my whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. And even if it's fine, I can't see you with anyone else. Anyone else.
So that's about 225. Pretty good. I guess it's just missing a verse, but where does this end? Let's see here. What is this? Yeah. My whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? Better than the next guy. What makes me better than the next guy? What makes me better than the next guy? What makes me better than the next guy?
Every time I get high, my whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. And even if it's fine, I can't see you with anyone else.
It was a rough draft. I never finished this. I just completely forgot about this shit.
Again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself.
This is good. This is good. This is one that I want to finish. This is something I want to finish right here, man. I'm going to play this for my girl. Let's see if she remembers this. Watch her. She's going to be like, stop. Turn it off. I'm cringing so hard. That's probably what I'm going to hear. This song has gone through evolution. It used to be something else. Sweet, do you remember this song? Oh, she likes it. She's banging her head. This is almost a 4-year-old song. Never released exclusive. I thought I lost this.
I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. And even if it's hard, I can't see.
And then it's missing a verse right here. But I'm thinking about just repeating that and then.
Every time I get high, my whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. It happens every time I get away from myself.
And yeah, that's it. And then I gotta save this. Might finish that. I haven't touched it since October 31st, Halloween of 2021. And then, of course, I got this one. I think this is also 2021. I'm showing the podcast these never before because it's been 30 minutes. They deserve some kind of content of me just talking about my ass or whatever. I've been getting money my way, 125 speeding on the highway. Face done, when you're done, let me fuck it while I light this blunt. Let's get drunk, put it in my cup. Girl, shake that ass, get me out of my funk. Fans blowing out her back. My way. That's hella funny. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here, sweet. So, close this out here. Save all this for later. For a rainy day. Love you. See you for see you for lunch. Just kidding. Sweet got poo breath. Love you, sweet. Enjoy your nap. Benny, you ate your food? Where'd he go? Here we... Where'd my fucking cat go? My cat is nowhere to be seen. Maybe he's in his bed? Huh. Oh, he's right here. He's drinking water. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. Every time I get high, my whole life just seems to stop, but then it goes by. I know one day I'm gonna die, so what makes me better than the next guy? Waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting. Ooh, for you to fall in love with me again. Happens every time I get away from myself. Get away from myself. Do we want to listen to the radio on the drive, or do we just want to kind of raw dog it and listen to my thoughts? Let's raw dog it. Let's not listen to these freaking Republicans. Gonna down all this water though. Oh man, I'm wasted. Oh, damn it. I forgot to charge my AirPods. I don't even know where they are. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck. Fucking forgot my AirPods, dude. Let's get all this out the way here. It could be a... Fuck are my AirPods, man? I hope they're in my car. Because I don't want to. I think they are. I think they are, and I just got to charge them. Oh, fuck. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me again. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with... That's a pretty toxic song. I already recognize that from when I made it. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm just waiting. Please be in here. Please be in here. Please be in here. Yes, they're in here. Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking gonna turn the
Bluetooth off because I don't want my phone connecting. Oh shit.
My dumbass. I was like, oh, I gotta turn the Bluetooth off. And what do? I don't turn the Bluetooth off. So now we've got more shit to edit here. So that's amazing. That's fantastic. I'm sorry, I'm just being a diva. So this is gonna be a three-parter, but nothing, you know, there's no big gaps. It's not like I went to go do something. This is all one shot still. It's the morning, guys. It's the morning. I'm getting my noodle ready. I'm getting my head together. So, fuck. All right. Leave me alone. Oh, shit. Oh, it's fucking cold, man. Fucking 60 degrees in here. What is this? Antarctica? Alaska? Holy shit. Holy shit. I've been getting money my way. 125 speeding on the highway. Let's get drunk. Put it in my cup. Girl, shake that ass. Get me out of my funk. Oh, did you hear the beef with Drake and Rick Ross and everybody? What do you think? I think everybody needs to grow the fuck up and get over themselves. They're all rich. They're all winners. I don't see what the fucking problem is. Maybe I just won't understand because I'm not on their level. You know, but the way how I see it is leave it alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. These guys are so ungrateful. What's the beef about? What are they upset about? Saying hi to my neighbors. They all know me here. Nothing worse than somebody with their turn signal on that doesn't turn. That guy looked like... Can that hold up in court? Well, Your Honor, they said they were turning right, so I went straight and they fucking drove right into me. Who goes to court over car accidents, huh? A lot of people, actually. A lot of people, I'm pretty sure. Just a bunch of people wasting everybody's time. Wasting everybody's time. I'm wasting everyone's time. Can't believe they downloaded every single episode. What is this, episode 315? Dude, last episode was 314, and not once did I make a pie reference. That's a once-in-a-lifetime situation that I fucked up. It's a once-in-a-lifetime situation that I fucked up right there. Dude, that song kind of brought me back to when I first started the podcast. And it really made me feel probably the closest I'd ever been to losing my mind was at 2020. But it wasn't that bad, you know. It was like I was still miles away from being admitted to a mental hospital or something like that. But I do, when I think back, or maybe I was just young and dumb, but when I think back, I think about like it's still me, but I think it was I had way more anxiety back then. For sure. Like, just little things gave me anxiety. Like, I don't really get much anxiety when I'm by myself, just at my house and stuff, and living in my personal life. but listening to those songs kind of reminds me of like, damn, I felt so impatient. I felt so like I just need to make a change now in my life. And it just kind of subsided. It just kind of went away. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It feels good. It does feel good. I'll say that. I feel like I'm in a much better place than I was when I was first starting the podcast. I had a lot more guests on and stuff when I was first on here. And I felt like I was having like a good conversation with people. But sometimes I think I had I don't know if it's like a character arc or something. Is that what the kids call it nowadays? But I felt back then like I could make a difference. I felt a little bit more hopeful that I mattered, which is good, you know? But now I feel a little less, almost like less pressure to make a difference or anything because of everything that's been going on. I guess I thought that the people who ran things and the mainstream media and stuff like that, I always kind of believed that they were good. And I wanted to be a part of them. I wanted to fit in. And I always just kind of felt like I wasn't wanted, or maybe I was too much of what I am or whatever. And but now that time has gotten, I don't want to be. These people are sick. These people are sick, you know, fucking Drake and these big names. These are really the 1%, the 1%ers of the entertainment industry, you know. Like, what's Drake level of podcasting? It's probably like Joe Rogan, you know, or even Logan Paul. Everybody's got a fucking podcast now, and it kind of sucks. Like, say you don't want to do podcasting, you know. I feel like that would suck if you were an artist and your PR team or whatever is just like, you know, this podcasting thing, it's getting really big, you know. I think your fans would want it. And it seems kind of like, that sucks. I want to do podcasting. That's all I want to do. That's my bread and butter right there, it seems to be. This is the only thing. I mean, look at that song I pulled out. I wasn't having fun making that. That shit's a headache. And that's why the thing still says rough draft. And I never finished it. But when I look back at it hella later, I'm like, I'm kind of proud of myself. Like, this is pretty good, you know? And most of the people who think it's bad or whatever, they can't do shit. Is that fucking snow? Holy shit, there's fucking snow on the road, dude. I gotta get the chains out. Too bad I don't have any chains for my tire. Oh, fucking shit. Come on. Why can't people cross the street like they fucking know that there's a car waiting on them? What is this, a runaway show? Oh, look at me. Look at my shoes. Look at my nice clothes that I'm wearing. I'm crossing the street. Fuck you. Get a car. Who cares how nice your fucking clothes are when you're crossing the fucking crosswalk, you son of a bitch? God damn. I'm a fucking idiot, man. People are so fucking dumb. Well, there's a skate spot here that I see. I'm about to go skate. Little bit, catch some gnarly concrete waves before I get this before I go collect this money real quick. Damn, my girl had that morning breath, dude. That's the most the most I've ever smelled it in my life, dude. That's actually pretty insane. I've been getting money my way, 125 speeding down the highway. Let's get drunk, put it in my cup. Girl, shake that ass, get me out of my funk.
maybe I'll podcast again when I'm out of here, but who knows? Since we've already got so much shit to edit, might as well just keep adding on to it. Girl, shake that ass, put me out of my funk. I bet your pussy tight. What a vulgar song. I'm gonna put both those songs out. I'm gonna finish that sooner or later. All right, well, I gotta go. See you guys later. Bye.